In about 25 parks in Detroit, there are cameras hidden among the trees. These cameras aren't meant to capture footage of people. They're set up to observe urban wildlife. Dr. Naima C. Harris is an associate professor in the School of the Environment at Yale University and the director of the Applied Wildlife Ecology Lab. WDET's Laura Herberg went out with Harris in the Detroit park to learn more about the multi-year research project.
On an overcast January day, Dr. Naima C. Harris and I are headed away from a parking lot and into a wooded area at Eliza Howell Park in northwest Detroit.
This area is a really neat area because it's forested, but the area that we're going to specifically walk to where the camera is right along the river.
Harris says her research is centered around the concept of coexistence.
This idea of, okay, wildlife are in the city, and they are forced to interact or adjust or adapt in order to live in the city with people. So what do they have to do in order to be successful as an urbanite like us?
As we walk along a trail, Harris tells me the cameras they use to record the animals are well hidden.
Sometimes I play a little, you know, game with my students, and we're walking up to the cameras and I'm like, I spy. And they're like, I don't see it. I don't know where it is.
Are you going to make me do that?
I am.
We walk a little further and Harris starts forging her way through the bushes. So we're going off trail now.
We are. But the good thing is that there's no leaves on the trees right now. There are some sticky vines, and so we want to be careful of those. I spy already, by the way.
I spy. She sees the camera. Oh, wow.
So I'm very proud of myself.
This has got to be it right here. There's like a gray device strapped to a tree. This is it, right?
Yes, it is.
Ding, ding, ding. We found it. Cameras like this one have captured chipmunks, squirrels, mice, rabbits, and pheasants. Prey for carnivores like foxes, raccoons, and coyotes that have also been pictured on camera. One thing the research team has learned by observing their footage is that sometimes when parks have a lot of human activity, there's less coyote activity. But Harris says these same parks still contain raccoons and foxes.
The term that's used to describe that is called a human shield. And so the idea is that a human creates this shield that allows for the more smaller or subordinate carnivore. So in our case, the small foxes or the raccoons, the human shield create kind of a space for them to exist without their dominant predator, without that apex predator or coyote that's there.
Harris says for future research, she wants to follow the movement patterns of coyotes and other predators like foxes and raccoons.
Right now with our cameras are in one location. So the animal has to come to that location in order for us to detect it.
But if researchers trap animals and put collars around them, then they can track where they go.
So having that movement data will give us a whole nother insight into how are they managing the risk and rewards that exist throughout the city of Detroit. Where are they going? When are they going there? And how do they avoid the traffic or the people? What do they have to do in order to survive in a place that's so human dominated?
Harris says her team hopes to begin pilot work for that research by the end of the year with a full launch in 2024. I'm Laura Herberg, WDET News.